On Monday, General Motors announced that it plans to stop production at 5 plants in the U.S. and Canada next year, idling more than 14,000 workers. One of those plants is in White Marsh in eastern Baltimore County, where 310 people could lose their jobs. Local union leaders and Baltimore County Executive-elect Johnny Ochevsky say they are planning to put up a fight. WYPR's Tom Flynn reports.
When GM announced the cutbacks Monday, company chairman and CEO Mary Barra said the moves would, quote, continue our transformation to be highly agile, resilient, and profitable while giving us flexibility to invest in the future, end quote. And a corporate fact sheet issued with the announcement said the company was, quote, optimizing capital expenditures, end quote, that would lead to an annual cash savings of approximately $6 billion by 2020. But Guy White, the United Auto Workers shop chairman at White Marsh, was more interested in the billions of dollars taxpayers invested in bailing out U.S. auto manufacturers during the 2008 recession.
Now, this community has given GM a lot over the years. Then the bankruptcy, the taxpayers gave GM a lot of money to keep them viable, and GM's now making a lot of money. It just doesn't seem fitting that they would just walk away from us. And
he says the fight to keep the White Marsh plant open is just starting.
We're not about to just, you know, walk away from these jobs. These are good jobs. General Motors has had a presence in this area since 1930. We would like to keep continuing to make the product that we make. If that's not feasible, we'll make anything General Motors wants to give us. We have a terrific workforce. We have probably one of the best workforces in all of General Motors. We can make anything.
Kip Hinton, the union's shop chairman for contract work, says it will take a bipartisan effort to keep the plant open.
Working with parties on both sides of the aisle, it's Republicans that work at that plant. It's Democrats that work at that plant. We're talking about jobs and lives, people's lives here. We've invested in GM, the workers and the taxpayers. It's time that GM start investing in us.
And Johnny Olszewski, a Democrat who takes office Monday as Baltimore County executive, says he'll work with Republican Governor Larry Hogan to save the operation.
I hope that this isn't a partisan issue. I'd like to work with the governor and, you know, have state resources be coupled with county resources to do whatever we can to keep the plant operating and individuals, you know, working and employed there.
Hogan said in a news conference Monday he would fight to keep those jobs. But it's not about politics for plant workers. It comes down to jobs and families. Rob DiNatal is president of UAW Local 239, which represents the White Marsh workers. He's a lifetime GM employee, and so is his dad. DiNatal has moved through 5 different plants to keep his job with GM over the years, and he says it's hard for him to imagine moving again.
It just ruins families and breaks up families and causes a lot of hardship, unneeded hardships. I myself, if that ultimately came that they put the chains on the door, I would have to go. Yeah, I'm going to have to transfer again if there was a place for me to go.
The closest plant for DiNatal would be Buffalo, New York, or maybe someplace in Michigan, Tennessee, or Texas. Guy White says plant employees work well with local management. It's the corporate types that are the problem.
Anything that's been asked of our membership has risen to the challenge. And we've done everything that they've asked us to do. And this is what we get.
He says they're in a fighting mood now, and the fight is only getting started. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.